Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 3 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 17th of October. The European Central Bank gives us the benefit of their collective wisdom today, and they are expected to cut rates. Euro area inflation for September, which will be released in its final format today, is expected to come in unchanged and below the magic 2% number that is sort of the ECB's target. This means that from its peak, euro area consumer price inflation has fallen by almost 9 percentage points, and 1 percentage point of that decline has happened this year. To follow inflation lower is a very rational thing to be doing, and a quarter point cut would bring the total amount of rate cuts from the ECB to 1 percentage point, of course matching the decline in headline consumer price inflation this year. In this sense, it is difficult to use the word easing to describe what the European Central Bank is doing. Real interest rates are not, in the broad scheme of things, being cut. The policy is not, at this stage, seeking to deliberately boost growth. It should be interpreted as more about a stabilisation of policy. We do get the delights of a press conference by ECB President Lagarde, who has been uncharacteristically restrained in the number of comments they have delivered of late. Markets are more or less confident in the reality of future rate cuts, but there's a question about the pace of rate cuts. European economic data does tend to be revised stronger over time, and there is a distinction between the economic performance of some of the fun economies and those economies that are less well known for selling fun. This adds sufficient uncertainty about the pace of rate cuts to force economists to listen to the comments from Lagarde. In global trade, Japanese exports fell unexpectedly in September. This is not necessarily a read into overall global consumer demand, given that there is this ongoing shift towards spending on having fun. For those who wonder how an economist defines what it means to have fun, the basic rule is that if you can post about it on Instagram, it counts as having fun. Few people post pictures of their new washing machines on Instagram, for example. Inordinate numbers of people do post pictures of congealing restaurant meals. Some hint of consumer spending on goods and some of the spending on having fun, as far as restaurants are concerned at least, will be achieved with the release of US retail sales data today. There is still no obvious reason to go short the hedonism of the US consumer. We'll also get US industrial and manufacturing production data and the Philly Fed Manufacturing Sentiment Survey. These are not necessarily market-moving events in and of themselves. However, it is worth noting that manufacturing output in the US, registered by production, is up marginally over the course of this year as a whole. The ISM Manufacturing Sentiment Survey has signalled falling activity every single month bar one since late 2022. The Philly Fed Manufacturing Survey has shown a contraction in output every month but two of the last 2 years. It's all enough to make one question whether the surveys are actually related to reality at all. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.